This is Mexican, and what you will hear is that very Spanish influence inevitably on the sound of the English as it's being spoken. Listen out particularly for the R. The accent is rhotic all the way through, but the Spanish R sits quite high up, and the dentalized T's, again, that sort of city quality. And final S's often get devoiced as well. So, for example, in the word plans, you'll hear it as plants, and in poisoned, you'll hear it as poisoned.
Medea was the infamous princess of the kingdom of Colchis. She was daughter to King Aethys, keeper of the Golden Fleece. Jason led his best men to help find the legendary fleece. Additional traps were set that hampered capture of the fleece. But Medea lost it after Jason and hurried to undo her father. She killed the serpent guarding the fleeces and murdered her brother, hurling his dismembered corpse into the sea. Aethys pursued Medea and Jason, gathering up his son's remains. After the Argo returned to Iolcus, Jason was aghast to learn of his father's passing. His uncle, Peleus, was now in office blocking Jason's right to the throne of Iolcus. Medea promised the daughters of Peleus that her sorcery would restore his youthfulness. They should have looked as Medea cooked up her revenge. Meanwhile, Jason grew fretful at his futile exclusion and so wooed a new bride. A tearful Medea feared she was no longer a peer in Jason's plans. Jason did not care what Medea would not be separate punishment. Cruel Medea was sure to find a cure and lure Jason into her plot. Medea savored her base plans as her children played safely. Coiled with rage, her anger boiled as she poisoned her rival. The poisoned crown about Glauc's head made her shout aloud. The sight of Jason's wife as she cried out her plight was terrifying. Goaded by Jason's loathing, Medea strove to oppose his betrayal. Medea was a destroyer. Jason had sirened her children, but his betrayal fired her revenge. In the final hours, to Medea cowered at the sore turn of fate. There was no fairer pair of boys than her sons for whom she cared. Her heart beat slower as Medea lowered the dagger. How homeless Medea hated the betrayal by her husband, Jason. Her thoughtlessness, thirst for revenge, threatened her children's lives. Sailing and searching for the fleece was exciting but exhausting. Love and lust are the linchpins of legendary tales. Rarely do mothers wreak such bloody revenge upon their former lovers. This bitter battle was not fitting or fought fairly. It's not what you think. It's not the first time you waste yourself. I've seen it often, the way you will let your tongue run away with you when a low profile, meek words, acceptance of the status quo would have been the way to keep your home. Your words don't worry me, Medea. Sticks and stones? There's straw and chaff, the worst of your curses. Call me every vile thing that creeps. I don't care, but Creon is the king. You rant at him. Are you crazy? Count yourself lucky, exiles all the punishments so far proposed. You make it hard for me. I've always done my best to calm him down, persuade him you should stay. I could have crept back to you in secret, would have, but you can't keep it sipped. You will talk treason, court your own banishment. My name is Bernardo Castilla. I come from the south of Mexico. It's a city called Mérida. It's in the peninsula of Yucatán, and it's very close to the beach. So the weather is usually very sunny, mostly throughout the entire year. And it is, compared to the rest of Mexico, particularly the north of Mexico, it is a very peaceful place. Actually, I was just doing some research about it. And it turned out to be the safest city in Mexico and was awarded City of Peace in 2011. That's something I didn't know. So most of the people are very kind, very open, and very humble. And it's great fun. I have a lot of friends, and on the weekends there is always something to do, whether it's in the city or it's at the beach. So yeah, I feel very lucky to be from where I am.